We are all influenced by our original family.
可能有人讲了，哇，仅仅是夫妻两个人，如果能够达成互相默契的话，就得花许许多多的功夫，甚至有人说得花一辈子。
Someone said that even between a couple, it took them the whole lifespan to learn from each other.
何况在我们教会这么多人之间。
Let alone such a big church with such diversity.
所以神早就知道，在圣经里边呢，给了我们办法。
So that God already knew and He had given us
彼
the
得前
method.
书4:10，做神恩赐的好管家，个人按照所领受的恩赐彼此服侍。
God had also said in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10, each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve others, faithfully administering God's grace in its various forms.
那我们在教会的生活和家庭的生活中，实现合而为一的好办法，就是个人按照我们所领受的恩赐，彼此的互相服侍。
So no matter it's in the family or in the church family, the way to achieve unity is to serve one another using your gifts.
所以这里有一个关键的词是恩赐。
So here a key word is gift.
我相信就恩赐这个词来讲，我们大家都不陌生。
I believe that we are all kind of familiar with this term.
但是对于恩赐这个词儿的真正的含义，我们会不会知其然而不知其所以然？
But maybe we may not really understand the true meaning of this word called gift.
所以我想请问弟兄姐妹们，无论我们在家庭、在学校、在工作的场合，在我们教会的服侍的生活中，我们与人相处的时候，
So I want to ask you, whether you, at home or at school or in your work, when we are dealing with other people,
您了解你自己的恩赐吗？
Do you
您知道对方的恩赐吗？
understand your own gifts, or do you understand the opposite side's gifts?
我们常常会听到有人会说：“哇，我这个人没有什么恩赐。
Sometimes you may heard that people say, I'm pretty ordinary, I don't have any gift.
那有的人可能会说：“常常我这个人是个热心肠的人，看见事情呢就想去帮一把，可是呢到头来常常是帮了倒忙。”
Sometimes you heard people say that he or she is very enthusiastic and love to help others, but will also admit that sometimes he ruined the things, although he had good intention.
所以，我现在先把一个结论放在这里。
So here I want to put a conclusion over here.
等我们查考完了《罗马书》12:3-8这段经文之后，再回到我们今天一个结论。
And after we investigate the Roman chapter 12 that we read, we will come back to this conclusion.
那这个结论就是，我们每一个人都有一项或者多过一项，我称这叫主要的恩赐，或者是呢，称它为主导性的恩赐。
And the conclusion is that every one of us has a main gift or a leading gift.
我们每一个人都有，但是呢，或许我们自己不介意，或许呢，我们自己没有真正发现我们自己所拥有的这个主要的恩赐。
We all have it, however, we may not care about it or did not even discover it.
或许是我们没有将我们自己的主要恩赐恰到好处的定位下来。
Or we may not position itself at the right place.
这意思就是说，我们知道不知道我们自己的主要恩赐是什么？
So do we realize what is our main gift?
愿神帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
恩主慈爱的阿爸父，感谢你，感谢你赐给我们宝贵的话语。
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you for giving us your precious words.
借着主您所赐给我们的宝贵话语圣经，让我们明白主您的心意。
Through the words, you let us know your will.
使我们自己的生命，我们的生活有方向，有目标。
So that we have the right direction of our lives.
愿主您恩膏孩子自己的口。
May you anoint Pastor Yang.
因着主您的话语，使我们讲的、听的都得到造就。
And because of your words, that no matter whether we are listening or we are talking, we'll be all edified.
感谢祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. 那我们请大家再次的翻开圣经罗马书12:3-8，这里一共有6节的经文。
So let's turn back to the passage we had read, Romans chapter 12:3-8.
借着这段圣经，我请大家来思想一个主题，就是发掘与善用我们的属灵恩赐。
And through this passage, let's work together to know how to develop or discover our gifts and use it right in the right way.
那首先，我们对恩赐做一个定位。
First, let's define this gift.
圣经中比较集中的讲述恩赐有3卷书。
There are 3 books in the Bible that focus on the gift.
以弗所书4:11。
First one is Ephesians chapter 4:11.
这里边列出了几项恩赐，大家看一看。有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师。
So from Ephesians 4:7-11, in the 11 it said, you see apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, and some others to be pastors and teachers.
从字面上看，这里又列出了5项。
Here on the surface, you saw 5 gifts.
我们首先来看使徒是什么人。
First, apostles.
使徒是什么人？
Who are apostles?
耶稣基督亲自拣选的12个门徒，除了一个叛徒以外，后来又加上了扫罗，后来被称为保罗。
The apostles are exclusively, just referring to the 12 that was chosen, deducting the traitor Judas and replace that with Paul.
那先知是什么人呀？
Who are the prophets?
是神亲自授权给他们转达神的心意给百姓的人。
Those are the people that God gave them the special duties to speak God's will.
那使徒和先知今天我们还能看见吗？
Today can we still see apostles and prophets?
那好，这是2种。那又提到牧师。
Next one is pastors.
那实际上这里的意思呢，是牧师或者教师，他们都是传讲福音的，所以这3种指的是1种人，牧师。
So here the pastors, teachers, and evangelists, those 3 all together, you can call them just the pastors that are those who teach about the gospel.
所以确切的讲，以弗所书4:11，这里指的恩赐不是给在座的大多数的人的。
So we can say that in this passage, those 5 gifts, most of them are not referring to most of us that are sitting here.
而是被赋予少数的一些人的一种特殊的侍奉性的恩赐。
But rather were given to a few select ones that have special service mission.
那这些恩赐呢，就像后边以弗所书4:12所讲到的，给他们这些恩赐呢，是为了要成全圣徒。
The purpose of that is to, according to verse 12, is to prepare God's people for works of services.
让我们的圣徒各尽其职，然后呢，建立基督的身体，就是我们的教会。
So that the body of Christ may be built up.
那这是第一段，第一个地方比较集中讲恩赐的。还有一个地方呢，就是哥林多前书十二章。
So the second book that talk about gifts is in the First Corinthians chapter 12.
那实际上在哥林多前书十二章里面有两处集中提到了，一个呢是八到十节提出了九项恩赐。
One section is verses 8 through 10 in this chapter 12. It refers to nine gifts.
但是更集中的是第二份，也就是二十八节这里。
Second part is verse 28. It has referred to a type of gifts.
所以这里边呢，确认了刚才我讲的，就是前三项，它是重复了以弗所书四章十一节的。使徒、先知、教师，也就是牧师。
Here in verse 28, it repeated the first three types that we saw in Ephesians: the apostles, the prophets, and teachers.
是后面我们可以看到有行异能的，有医病的，有说方言的等等。
Then after that were the workers of miracles, healing, and others.
那这里所讲的恩赐呢，不是说我们只要祷告就能够得到。
And here, those are the gifts. Those are not the gifts that, as long as we pray, we can get. We can gain those gifts.
也不是说我们祷告的就能够从我们身上挖掘出来这些属灵的恩赐。
It's also said, means that.Those are not the one that if we continue to pray and we can discover in us.
这些恩赐呢，是需要圣灵主导，圣灵按着他的意思所赐下的一些超自然的彰显的恩赐。
Because those are the gifts that are supernatural, and expressive and has to be given by the Spirit.
那圣经中第三个地方比较集中讲恩赐的，就是罗马书十二章六到八节。
The third book that talk about gifts, is Romans chapter 12, the one that we read.
这里列出了七项恩赐。
Here we saw seven types.
这些恩赐是神放在我们每一个人身上的。
Those are the gifts that God has given to every one of us.
是塑造我们每一个人个性的恩赐。
Those are used to mold our personalities and characters.
也是我们今天要思考的重点所在。
And this is the focus of today's sermon.
稍微总结一下，以弗所书四章十一节所列出的恩赐是特殊的侍奉性的恩赐，是给少数人的。
So to summarize the three books that talk about gifts.The first one, Ephesians, are for special, selected people for God's ministry.
哥林多前书十二章十八节，那里所列出的恩赐是超自然彰显的恩赐，是需要圣灵主导的。
And in Corinthians, First Corinthians 12, those are the gifts that need the leading of the Holy Spirit, and those are expressive, supernatural.Type of gifts.
那罗马书十二章六到八节，这里所显出的七项恩赐是塑造我们个性的恩赐，是赐给我们每一个人的。
In Romans 12, those are the seven type of gifts that are given to every one of us.
那下面呢，我将从三个方面同大家一起来思想。我们今天的主题就是。发掘与善用我们的属灵恩赐。
So I'm going to talk about three dimensions. How can we discover and best use the gifts that has given to us?
首先是罗马书十二章三节和六节开始的部分，我们来思想恩赐的来源。
First, let's think about Where are the sources of our gifts?
我凭着所赐我的恩，这是第三节讲的，对你们个人说，不要看自己过于当所当看的，要照着神所分给个人信心的大小，看的合乎中道。第六节开始的部分，按我们所得的恩赐各有不同。We
just read verse 3 of chapter 12 and verse 6.
那首先请大家注意，开始这个地方，我凭着。 我所赐我的恩对你们个人说，这里头提到了“恩赐”这两个字，这是谁讲的话
？Here we pay attention to the first one. It says, "Based on or by the grace given me." Who said that?
保罗，保罗刚才我们讲他是使徒，是给少数人的恩赐，所以这点讲的恩赐呢，不是我们今天要讨论的恩赐。我凭着。 所赐我的恩，是神给少数人的那些恩典。So,
verse 3, Paul was saying that his gifts for prophecy and ministry,
是特殊的侍奉性的恩典。Is
the specialized gifts for the apostles.
那我们看下边第三节，这里头呢。 圣经来劝诫我们，看人的时候，劝诫我们评估人的时候，要有一种合乎中道的眼光。Verse
3 also urges us to watch others' gifts with sober judgment.
那这个合乎中道的意思呢，一方面不要把自己看得太高了。Sober
judgment says that we should not look at ourselves higher than what we should be.
因为我们如果把自己看得太高的话，容易自夸，容易产生骄傲的心。Because
if you look at yourself higher than you should be, then you develop the pride.
为什么让我们看得合乎中道呢？就是因为第六节所讲的，神给我们的恩赐实在是各有不同。Verse
6 also says that we receive different kinds of gifts.
所以我们每一个人的信心，因着给我们的恩赐不同，我们的信心也各不相同。Depends
on the grace that was given to us. Therefore, our faith is also different.
所以请大家一定要小心，和合本这里翻译的信心的大小，实际是不在大小，而是在于不同。The
Chinese translation is Verse 6, it says, depend on the, let me see, pretty dark here, okay, sorry about that. In proportion to his face.
<笑>那我再跟大家读这个现代中文的一本，这点翻译，就第三节这点。 不要把自己看得太高，倒要谦恭自守，个人按照上帝所赐给他的信心来衡量自己。估计他不知道怎么翻。The
contemporary Chinese translation is seems to be better. It says that you should measure yourself according to the faith that God has given to you.
好，那我们再看，圣经在这里之所以劝诫我们。 要用一个合乎中道的眼光来看人，来评估人。So
the Bible asks us to watch others and even watch ourselves with sober judgment.
看人的什么呀？就是看人，评估人的恩赐。Because
we need to see others and know what their gifts are.
所以这里边有一个背后的提醒，就是我们为什么要用中道的眼光来看呢？ 是因为第六节所讲的，我们的恩赐提醒我们是从哪里来的。We
cannot boast, because all the gifts are given to us.
我们所得的，注意第六节这里。Verse
6 says, "Those are given to us."
这个"得"它本身的含义呢，有白白获取的意思。
Given means free to you.
是白白的赐给的意思。
Given to you, not something you earned.
那请问是谁白白的赐给的?
Who gave that to us?
就是第三节所描述的，要照着神所分给的，是从神那里白白赐给我们的。
Verse 3 says, in accordance with the measure of faith God has given you.
所以归结起来这一部分呢，就是我们每一个人都拥有这样或者那样的不同的恩赐。
So in conclusion, every one of us has some type of gift.
那我们所拥有的恩赐呢，都是神所赐给我们。
It all came from God.
所以在我们所有人之间，任何的夸口，或者是嫉妒，或者是自卑，都没有一丁点儿存在的理由。Therefore,
there's no reason that one need to be boasting about himself, the gift of him, he has, or be jealous about others, or feel inferiority about others' gifts.
或许有的弟兄姐妹听到这儿，他在想，在心里在想，那我的恩赐，是我经过我刻苦努力、拼杀，我自己磨练出来的恩赐。
Maybe some of you are thinking at this moment that the gifts I have are the ones that I spend a lot of the efforts to develop through drills, through training, and so forth.
如果有这样的心底里边有这样的想法，我给大家一个例子。
If you have such thoughts, let me give you an example.
我从13岁上初中的时候开始学拉二胡，后来又拉大提琴。
Since age 13, when I started the middle school, I started practicing the 二胡 instrument and cellos.
刻苦地学习了几年。 甚至像这种天气，我还曾经没有下雪的时候，在室外练习了。Even
this kind of days, very cold outside, without snow, I had to practice outside.
那我和一帮年轻人代表学校的文艺队参加当时我们当地市里的文艺比赛。And
I represented my school to participate in the contest, those kind of music contest in the city.
当地市里的第一名总是我们学校拿的。
Our school usually won first prize.
所以自我感觉音乐素养不错。
So I feel that my musical training or talents are not bad.
结果在我们家人的劝导下，有一次我参加一个专业艺术学校招生的听力测验。
So my family members urged me to participate in this professional arts training school, participate in a hearing test.
测验完了以后，负责招生的老师来对我母亲说：“对不起，您的儿子不是搞音乐的才。”Okay.
After the test, the teacher told my mom that, "I'm sorry, your son is not a material of music training."
所以我在这里想跟弟兄姐妹们说，我们经过刻苦的学习，我们经过努力的磨练出来的，那是什么东西？
So what is the thing that we continue to develop and work hard on?
我听见了，说那是技巧、技术、技能。
That is the skills, the know-hows.
却不是恩赐。
But it's not.
你比如说，我们有绘画，我们可以绘画，我们可以写作，我们可以在舞台上歌唱，在舞台上演奏，甚至说我们在手术台上做手术，甚至说我们在大学里边教书做研究，等等，这些都是技术、技巧，不是先天的，是后天我们经过刻苦的磨练、学习、努力得到的。
So whether it's painting, writing, drama, or even surgery, teaching at university, or doing R&D at a company, those are the things that you learned You learned and developed the skills, the trade skills.
我们现在在讲的这个恩赐呢，是一个人，我们每一个人先天所具有的。我们在母胎里边，在我们的DNA里边，神已经写进去了。Those
are the gifts that we're talking about for everyone are the innate capabilities that God has written onto your DNA.
就像诗篇139篇13到16节那里面写的，我们在母腹中已经获得的。Just
like Psalms 139:13-16, it says that we have received those in the womb of our mother.
所以我再重复一遍，我们每一个人先天所获得的这种塑造我们个性的这个恩赐，我们需不需要去磨练呢？
Do we need to continue to sharpen
our gifts? 是不是需要我们刻苦学习,
and work very hard to gain those gifts?
不用的,
no.
只要我们去善于发现它, 把它挖掘出来就行了。
As long as we find the right way to discover them,
那有一对上小学的兄弟俩。
So there's a pair of brothers, they are in elementary school.
弟弟放了学以后呢，常常是一个人闷在家里边不出门，他妈妈就常常的问这个孩子。The
younger brother usually just play by himself after school, so his parents ask him.
所以你放学了以后为什么不跟 隔壁那些小强啊，叫啊，跟他们去玩啊。
So why don't you play with other kids?
孩子说，我不想。说那个彬彬，他不好。说那个小强那次说谎，跟他玩的时候。So
he said, I don't want to play with those kids because that kid lied, and the other one is not good to me.
做父母的，你这时候会不会奇怪？ 这个孩子这么小小一点的年龄，为什么交朋友还那么的挑剔？
So being a parent, you might feel curious why such a young age a kid has such a high picky standard of choosing partners.
但是大他没有几岁的哥哥就不一样，放学以后呢，带着邻居的左邻右舍的一帮小朋友打呀闹呀玩呀。But
his older brother is completely different, that he usually mingle with a lot of other kids and even be a leader to organize all kinds of games.
你父母想没想到，你这个老大的孩子，这个哥哥呢，从小他就一个将才。
Looks like that he will be a good leader someday.
实际上，我们如果从恩赐的这个眼光、这个角度来看的话呢，弟弟呢。 他的恩赐属于察验者，观察能力非常强。So
we can say that from the perspective of developing or discovering gifts, this younger brother is an observer.
那哥哥表现出来的就是一个管理者的恩赐。But
the older brother is like a manager.
那察验者的恩赐呢，他就很容易自己呢孤僻。 管理者的恩赐呢，他就广泛的结交朋友。The
observer is kind of staying along and like observe things, while the older brother is very outgoing and make a lot of friends.
那这两个孩子的例子说明了什么？So
those two, this example of these brothers.
神所赐给我们的恩赐。
Illustrates that the gifts are revealed when we were young.
下面我们从罗马书12:4-5的经文来思想和讨论今天我们的主题的第二个方面。So
let's look at verse 4 of chapter 12.
神赐给我们的恩赐各有不同，有着多样化的。
Here we see a wide variety of gifts.
罗马书12章4到5节，正如我们一个身子上有好些肢体，肢体也不都是一样的用处。我们这许多人在基督里成为一身，互相联络做肢体，也是。
So it says, just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function. So in Christ, we who are many forms of many form one body, and each member belongs to all the others.
所以如果从恩赐的角度来思想我们身体内各个器官的话,
So from the perspective of gifts, we can think about different organs in our physical body.
更是让我们看到了恩赐的多元化，各具特色，各司其位，各具其职。
We can see that they all have their functionality and they are in their right positions to work together.
So 这样来看的话呢，没有谁比谁强，没有谁比谁弱。
Therefore, you cannot say one organ is more superior than others.
你比如说，我们的眼睛是为了观察，我们的鼻子呢是为了呼吸，我们的耳朵呢是为了听觉。
So our eyes, nose, and ears all perform different functions.
那这些都是他们的主要恩赐。They
have, those are their main functions.
那除此之外，我们这几样东西还有没有其他的恩赐？
Do they have a secondary gift?
有人讲说我们的眼睛是心灵的窗户。Some
people say that our eyes is the window of our mind.
可以表达我们的喜怒哀乐的情感。It,
our eyes can express our emotions.
还可以传达我们的友好，甚至传达我们的愤怒。Your
eyes can express your angry or your friendliness.
那我们的鼻子呢？除了主要的嗅觉以外，还会呼吸，里边的鼻毛呢还能阻挡细菌进入身体。So
our nose also help us to breathe.
甚至像我们的，在我们唱歌的时候呢，我们鼻子还可以起到共鸣的作用。And
this is also a chamber that choir members require to have a good one.
这就证明了一个肢体可以有一项或者
So a member of the physical body may have more than one important function to perform.
就拿我们身体来讲，现代医学已经证明了，我们整个人的身体呢有10大系统。According
to our contemporary medical research, we have 10. Our physical body consists of 10 big systems.
循环系统、呼吸系统、消化系统、内分泌系统、神经系统、运动系统等等等等。
Including digesting, circulation, nerve system, da da da.
我们身体内的每个系统，他们不管外边什么样的情况，他们都在各司其职的在运作着，保证着我们身体的一个正常状态。
No matter what happened outside, our internal systems are all working constantly to perform their own functions.
比如说我们的消化系统,
like in our digest systems.
我们消化系统主要有3个部分组成, 一个是最开始的吃进去的东西到了胃里, 然后到了小肠, 最后到了大肠, 这3个主要的组成。
We see the three big components of the digestive system, the stomach, the small intestine, and the big intestines, or you call colon.
那我们的胃里边的肌肉非常发达，它还可以分泌一些消化液，所以它呢起到了一个对我们食物的粗加工的能功能。
Because the strong muscle stomach can perform a coarse grinding function. Grind your food.
小肠的主要功能呢是细加工，它就把 胃里面研碎的那些食物呢，经过化学的一些加工的食物呢，把主要的营养成分给吸收掉，这是小肠的主要功能。
The small intestine is to, do the small, processing, small scale processing and, extract the nutrients.
那我们大肠的功能是什么
What's the function of colon?
吸收水分，形成粪便。
It receives the water, liquids, and forms the waste.
那我们设身处地的站在他们的角度想过没有？
So if we put ourselves into the shoes of those organs,
大肠会不会对胃提出抗议？
Will the colon raise a protest to the stomach?
你凭什么美味佳肴的每天山吃海喝的，到我这都成臭喇叭？
How can you enjoy good food every day and I have to deal with the stinky part?
那我再问，大肠会不会有自卑感？
So will the colon feel inferior?
大肠会不会向胃提出一个抗议的建议，说我们换换工种？
Will the colon suggest that let's exchange the roles with stomach?
从来都没有，应该是。
I hope it never will.
我们的胃恐怕也不会因为它每天吃香的喝辣的而表现出来骄傲的情绪。
I hope our stomach will not boasting itself because it has received all kinds of good food.
我们的胃不会瞧不起那些处理粪便的大肠的。
The stomach will not despise the important function the colon performs.
这个例子说明了我们的胃、我们的小肠、我们的大肠，他们只是分工不同而已。
This example shows that they all perform their own but important functions.
他们一生一世的坚守自己的岗位。
Through our lives, they perform the important function.
这就是恩赐的不同。
So this is the difference of gifts.
有一个周六的晚上，七个弟兄姐妹在一个家庭里边来聚餐聚会。
On a Saturday night, seven brothers and sisters gathered to have a potluck.At a family.
那这个家庭里边呢，有一个阿姨，她给大家送饭，结果两个手端了三个盘子。
And one serving lady, trying to grab three plates of salad.
她想着这是沙拉嘛，我轻轻地放在桌上，结果呢，一不小心有一个盘子掉在地上了，也摔碎了，地上一塌糊涂。
And unfortunately, she. slipped her hand and broke one plate of salad.
在场有七个弟兄姐妹，他们分别看见这个事情了以后，反映出来的是不同的状况。
The following are the seven different brothers and sisters' reactions.
第一个人说，一次拿太多的盘子就会发生这种事情。
A says, well, this is surely going to happen because you are grabbing more plates than you can.
第二人说，我来帮你清理吧。
B said, let me help you to clean up.
第三个说呢，盘子之所以会掉下去，是因为你刚刚端的时候重心不稳。
C says, the reason that the plate fell was because you lose the center of your gravity.
那又一个说，你下一次端的时候一定要找一个人帮你。
D said,It's better that you find another person to help you next time.
另外说，我来帮你另外盛一盘沙拉。
E says, let me help you to get another plate of salad.
还有一个说，没有关系啦，不要不好意思啦，每一个人都可能会发生这种事情。
F said, well, don't feel bad, this can happen to anyone.
有一个弟兄呢，在那坐着，他说，哎，王弟兄，你能不能把簸箕和笤帚拿过来？李姐妹，你能不能把拖把拿来？哎，刘姐妹，你能不能帮我再盛一盘沙拉
？And G said, Brother Wang, can you get the broom and the pan so we can clean up? Sister Lee, would you get the the mop? Yeah. And Sister Liu, can you get another plate of salad?
如果我们是旁观者，在旁边呢，看到、听到了这七位弟兄姐妹们他们不同的发言之后，我们会有怎么样的感想
？If you were a spectator, and saw this seven different reactions. How would you feel?
这七种不同的反应就说明了我们恩赐的多元化。
Those seven types of reactions illustrate the variety of our gifts.
但是呢，如果我们不从恩赐的这个特征去了解别人的话，
If you don't try to understand other people's gifts,
很可能对其中的某一个弟兄或者姐妹产生误解。
You may develop a misunderstanding about a particular person. You feel that how can that person said this way?
另外一方面，如果我们每一个人不了解我们自己的恩赐的话，
On the other hand, if every one of us does not understand our own gifts,
很可能出于我们本能的话语，只要一出口就伤了或者引起别人的误解。
Then it's likely that whatever utter out of our mouths could hurt people.
那到现在为止，我们通过罗马书十二章三到六节的经文讨论了我们的恩赐的来源是神所赐给的，并且各不相同，具有多元化的特征。
So now we have seen two dimensions. The source is from God for gifts, and the purpose. Okay, the source, and the second one is a variety.
那下面我们要思想今天的第三个方面，就是神所赐给我们的恩赐的目的。
The third dimension is to see what are those purposes that God has given us the gifts.
罗马书十二章六到八节，按我们所得的恩赐各有不同，或说预言就当照着信心的程度说预言，或做执事就当专一执事，或做教导的就当专一教导，或做劝化的就当专一劝化，施舍的就当诚实，治理的就当殷勤，怜悯人的就当甘心。
So verse 6 through 8. As you can see here, I'm not going to read again.
那这三节经文列出了七方面的恩赐。
In those three verses, we saw seven type of gifts.
那这里所列出的七项的恩赐，就是属于我们生活中塑造我们每一个人特点特征的神所给我们每一个人的恩赐。
Those are the gifts that God has given to us to try to mold our personalities and characters.
我们在座的每一位，我们可以对照一下，哪一类呢适合我们，或者我们是哪一类？可以。
We can all check, with this list and see what kind of gifts do we have.
因为我们在座的没有一个会例外，这里边一定有一项呢是我们的主要的恩赐，或者是我们会多过一项。
There will be no exception. Every one of you can find one or even more than one.Out of the seven.
那美国西雅图有一对长老夫妇，他们呢叫富恩堂，叫富凯蒂，这是他们起的中文名字。
Don and Katie Fortune, this couple is an elder in a church and they live in Seattle.
他们花了三十年的时间投入基督徒的教育施工，所以他们对罗马书十二章六到八节这段经文呢做了深入仔细的研究。
They have spent 30 years in Christian education ministry, and they had a lot of study on this subject.
那他们依据教会生活和现代语言的特征，将这七个方面的恩赐呢做了可行性的调整。
So according to current contemporary church life and the current language,characteristic of current language, they summarize those seven type of gifts.
说预言的，他具有敏锐的察言力，所以呢，称他们为察言者。
Talk about prophecy, those are the people that have sharp capability to observe things, so they are called the perceivers.
做执事的乐意服侍他人，所以称这种人呢，有这种恩赐的人是侍奉者。
Second type are those who are willing to serve others, so So we call them the servers.
做教导的呢, 热衷于研究传讲, 所以呢是教导者。
Third type is the teacher. They are good at research and teaching.
做劝化的, 善于鼓励人, 所以称他们为劝勉者恩赐的人。
The next is exhorters. They are good at encouraging other people.
那施舍呢, 具有奉献助人的精神, 所以称有这种恩赐的人是奉献。
The next one type is givers, willing to help others and devote themselves.
那善于组织领导的, 归到治理这方面的, 就称他为管理者。
The next type is the administrators. They are good at leading and organizing.
那赋予同情和关爱之心的, 这种恩赐呢, 就称他为同情者。
Type 7 is the what we call the compassion person. They are more likely to show mercy and compassion toward others.
查验者、侍奉者、教导者、劝勉者、奉献者、管理者、同情者，七项恩赐。
So to summarize the seven, perceivers, servers, teachers, exhorters, givers, administrators, and compassion persons.
那我们再回到刚才那个不慎将沙拉子掉在地上的那个旁边的不同的反应的例子呢？
So if we go back to the case of broken plate of salad and saw this different reactions.
我们对号入座，如果是我们自己最可能说哪一种话的呢？看看，我们就是那种主要的恩赐具有者。
We can match the seven type of reactions versus the seven type of gifts.
或者有弟兄姐妹说，可能说我在场，我可能会说其中两种话都会说。
And you may say that, well, if I were the spectator, I may say more than one thing.
哎，那就是你具有那两种。Maybe
you have more than one gifts.
一次拿太多的盘子以后发生这事情，他是观察者，敏锐的观察力叫察言。A
said, next time, this thing will surely happen because you grab too many plates. This is a perceiver.
那如果你说我来帮你清理，是什么样的恩赐啊？ 侍奉者。
B says, let me help you to clean up. B is a server.
如果你在旁边说，哇，这个盘子之所以会掉下去，是因为你刚才端的时候重心不稳，像我们中间的谁呀？像丹尼，他是教导者的恩赐。
C says that the plate will drop because you lose your center of gravity. So this is from a teacher.
所以这种人呢，一定是一个很好的组织学的老师。
So this kind of people will be good.
下次端的时候一定要找个人帮你，会劝你。
D says, next time you should find another person to help you. So this is an exhorter.
我来帮你再盛一盘吧，这是奉献，奉献自己的时间、金钱，甚至自己的。
E says, let me help you to get another plate of salad. This person devoted or offered himself as a giver.
善于同情的人说，没关系啦，不要不好意思，哇，同情者。
The sixth type says, don't feel bad. So he can sympathize with this person. So this is a compassion person.
所以话到这里。 我们在座的弟兄姐妹，如果我再问你话，你还会不会说，哇，我这个人没有什么恩赐，还会吗？
So up to this point, where you said that you are an ordinary person that has no gift.
所以在家庭、在学校、在工作的场合、在我们教会的服侍的环境中，当我们和弟兄姐妹们、朋友们、同事们相处的时候，遇到问题，大家发出来不同的意见，发表出来。
So when we are dealing with people, whether it's at home, at work, or at school, when other people express their opinions,
别人一张嘴说话的时候，我们会不会哇一激灵？这个人是什么样的恩赐？
When you react and immediately think about this person's gift.
哦，他是属于那种恩赐的人，所以他才会说出那样的话。
So you can understand that person's gift, and therefore understand why that person reacted this way.
如果我们不从恩赐的这个角度来思想的话呢，站在我们自己所具有的那个恩赐的角度上来看别人那个具有那个恩赐的人说起话来说，这个人真讨厌，什么时候还说这种话？
On the other hand, if you don't understand that person's gift, and you only judge that person from your own perspective of gift, then you may feel uncomfortable about what he said.
所以常常在我们的工作、学习、生活、教会生活中，当我们发出这种讨厌人的眼光的时候呢，可能我们没有想他是具有什么样恩赐的人的特点。So
when we deal with people, sometimes we do get into a, you know, uncomfortable relationship because we failed to perceive that person from the perspective of gifts.
当然，当我们一张嘴让别人讨厌的时候呢，可能我们也没有思想我们是什么样的一个恩赐的特点的人。我们的缺点是什么？我们要避免。And
likewise, we need to understand our gifts and also maybe the weaknesses that come with this type of gift, so we will not make other people to feel uncomfortable about us.
那现在回到我们刚开始我放在这里的一个结论。 就是说，在罗马书12章3到8节所列的7项恩赐中，必有一项或者多过一项是我、是你、是他我们的主要恩赐。So
let's get back to the conclusion that I earlier put there, or presumed there, and that is, every one of us should have one or maybe one main gift.
既然我们每一个人都有一项或者多过一项主要恩赐，或者叫主导性塑造我们个性的恩赐的话，我们现在需要做的是什么？So
if we are sure that we will have one or more than one leading gifts, what should we do next?
我们现在要做的第一件事情呢，就是要了解我们的眼睛，像了解我们的眼睛、鼻子、耳朵一样。 了解他们的功能，像了解和认识我们的胃、小肠、大肠，他们的功能一样，来了解我们自己的恩赐，来认识他人的主要恩赐。Then
our next step will be discover and using our spiritual gifts, and maybe even understand other people's gifts.
这就是今天我们的主题。 发现和挖掘并善于使用我们每一个人的主要恩赐。And
that is our theme today, discovering and using our spiritual gifts.
所以从今年2月份开始，教会的中文主日学计划开设一门课程，就是发掘与善用我们的属灵恩赐。So
starting from February, our church, the Chinese Sunday School, we will have a specialized course focusing on this subject.
我们要采用一本教材，那我今天借用了其中教材的一些例子。今天呢，就是做一个抛砖引玉给大家。So
today we're going to use in this Sunday school class, we're going to use a book, and I borrow some of the material today to kind of give you a introduction.
盼望能够大家帮助大家更详细的了解和认识我们每一个人的
So I hope this Sunday school class will help us to get into the details of this subject.
了解每一种恩赐的不同的特征，它的优缺点，可能犯的，可能做出来。Understand
the pros and cons or strengths and versus weaknesses of each type of gifts.
所以，当我们有了恩赐的这个概念，当我们了解了自己和对方的主要恩赐的特征之后。
If we understand ourselves and understand other people's gifts,
我们就会多一些的互相的宽容，减少互相之间的误会。
It will help us to minimize the misunderstandings and be more forgiving toward others.
实现一个扬长避短, 配合默契的美好的果效.
So that we would not, we will admire others' strengths and avoid criticizing others' weaknesses.
愿神的话语帮助我们.
May God's words help us. Let's pray.
恩主，我们再次的感谢你赐给我们宝贵的话语.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us your precious words.
我们真的是体会到主您的话语是我们脚前的灯路上的光.
We really feel that your words are is a lamp in front of us and that guide our walk.
帮助我们在我们自己的生命道路中，使我们成为一个主你所喜悦的人.
Oh, help us so that we everything we do please you. May your words become our constant help. We pray with a thankful heart. In Jesus' name, amen.